Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Your Personal Finance with Dr. Charles Ross. So good for you to be here and be a part of the program. Joining me today is Ashley Nicole Scott. She's a visionary entrepreneur, creative executive, realtor, and CEO of The Mobile Mavens, an Atlanta-based full-service marketing agency specializing in 360-degree immersive brand experiences and digital marketing. She's a wife to Robert Scott, an electronics engineer, musician, and producer, as well as a mother of two small children. She's been a student of the real estate industry for over 4 years, serving in various capacities as a rental office assistant, a bird dogger, rent collector, and finally earning her license in March of 2018, and sells homes to first-time home buyers and purchasing land. She currently serves as the Vice President of the Freedom Georgia Initiative, formed in 2020, this year, of course, to create a thriving safe haven for Black families in response to dealing with racial trauma, a global pandemic, and social economic instabilities. Please welcome Ashley Nicole Scott to Your Personal Finance. Hello.
Hi.
Ashley. How are you doing?
Well, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Ross. It is a pleasure to be with you and your listening audience today. I am just grateful to be able to share my story and some information about how other people can do what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, you've come in 2 years. You've just been in the real estate, and of course, you was in the industry for 4 years before getting your license. So, share with us a little bit about your background. Where you went to school. Where you grew up, that kind of put together a basis, a foundation for who Ashley is.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm originally from West Philadelphia, born and raised. And please, stop yourself from singing the rest of the song. but I went to the Philadelphia High School for Girls, and then I graduated from there and left Philadelphia when I was 17 years old to go to Greensboro, North Carolina, where I attended Bennett College for Women under the presidency of Dr. Janetta B. Cole and renowned economist Dr. Julianne Malvo. I was a leader while there, had the honor of pledging Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, and then I graduated in 2008, where I became a assistant director at the Georgia PIRG, which brought me to Atlanta, where I did door-to-door fundraising for progressive nonprofit organizations. And then after leaving that organization, I did door-to-door sales for AT&T UVerse, where I was able to see a lot of people and meet people and learn the art of sales and relationship management. And I ended up getting to the point where I was not making enough money, believe it or not, as a door-to-door salesperson to carry my Buckhead rent at the time. And that was back in 2010. And probably, we were going through the Great Recession at the time, too. So I was like, you know, I can't keep doing this door-to-door sales stuff. So I became an entrepreneur in 2010, and I started my company, The Mobile Mavens, which allowed me to do social media management for small businesses because the world had become digital. And so ever since then, I've just been an entrepreneur, managing my business, managing my company, and, of course, doing all manner of hustle, being in network marketing, as well, and always, you know, I've been an activist in my own way, one way or the other, helping with the DNC's, you know, elections and just all kinds of volunteerism throughout the Atlanta community, and really volunteering with the artist community. My husband's a music producer. I ran a recording studio for some time, and I just have constantly been looking for opportunities to be able to build generational wealth for myself and for my family. And once I became a mother back in 2016 with the birth of my daughter, it lit a fire under me that it made me realize that I had to do something differently than just waiting from contract to contract for, you know, especially in marketing. We are vendors, we're independent consultants in marketing. So as soon as somebody's having a bad month, they want to pull the social media marketing contract. So it was just clear to me that I needed to do something different. So when I started doing research, I read an amazing book. I'm an avid reader of personal development books. And I realized that most of the millionaires who are millionaires and billionaires in America, they will clearly tell you that they made the bulk of their generational wealth in real estate. And so once I found that out, I got busy in real estate because I knew I wanted to have what I always laugh and say, I want to have trust fund babies. And so I knew I needed to get busy in the real estate arena. And so I started learning everything from, I went to every kind of seminar. You know, sometimes they have those radio commercials that say, hey, this guy from Flip This House is coming to this seminar, and you can come for free and you get to and learn from the best people who've ever flipped a house. So I went to every kind of Flip This House seminar, every kind of network marketing. I just was going to do it until I figured it out. And eventually I decided that because I just didn't have enough income to be able to really invest in flipping houses, and I didn't have the best credit either, so I was doing wholesale deals, which was helpful, but I just realized, you know, let me do what was the lowest cost barrier to the real estate entry, which was become a real estate agent. So I took the 2-week accelerated class while I was pregnant with my second child, my son RJ, who's 2 now, and I took that 2-week accelerated class. I passed it on the first test, and I signed up with Keller Williams in March, and I started selling houses, and the culture at Keller Williams was just so awesome. I met my mentor, Vanessa Hardy, there, and she's been such a support, and I've just been looking for deals and helping other black people, because that's just kind of my niche of wanting to help black families to begin to invest in purchasing their first homes and purchasing rental properties, and now purchasing this land with the next step of just creating, you know, this generational wealth and this idea that we can narrow the wealth gap by utilizing real estate as a means to creating assets for ourselves. And land right now is a very affordable way to build your real estate portfolio if you just can't get it together with your credit, or you can't get it together when it comes to saving up, you know, enough money. There's a lot of opportunities in purchasing land, especially when it comes to the USDA loan. So that's kind of where we ended up at. I ended up as a real estate agent with Keller Williams, and now I'm really honored to be able to help 19 families create generational wealth through the knowledge that I have from my real estate, you know, endeavors and backgrounds from my story. So that's me.
Well, let me just, you know, a couple of things that stood out. One, you went to an all-girls high school. I went to an all-boys high school in New York City called DeWitt Clinton. High School, which now which is now a co-ed to the Bronx, New York. Had some illustrious alumni like James Baldwin and Stan Lee, who wrote, of course, who was the creator of Marvel
Black
Enterprise
Panther.
And stuff like Black Panther, Spider-Man, X-Men. I mean, on and on and on, and I could tell you a bunch of others. You know, Burt Lancaster, Neil Simon, County Cullen.
That's amazing.
And I had a lot of fun, and I had more fun in high school in a boys' school than I did in college.
Right.
I think, you know, because I didn't have to worry about girls. I mean, you could be whoever
want.
I was kind of a – people would say, and I don't like this term, they would probably say I was a nerd. But see, a nerd is, you know, the pocket – but that wasn't me. I just liked to read. That was my big thing.
Right.
So – and then you went to an all-girls college, too, so bless you on that. But the one thing I wanted to talk about is these real estate seminars that you went to. How productive were they in giving you knowledge? And I've gone and audited some, and then they say it's going to be $1,500, $500, you know, to do that.
Yeah.
And so have they been productive for you? I guess maybe that's my question.
Well, you know, I never signed up for any of those things. I ended up going, and what I would do is, like, piece together the story. Like, so I would get that formula from one person, and then I go to the next one, and I get the next flip formula. And I started just getting enough information, enough lingo, enough verbiage, enough conversations after the seminar, because I'm one of those people who I come first, I leave last, I get to know people in the room. I try to spot out who are the people who are, you know, influential or who might have information that I might need. Not just the people who are at the top of the class listening, but I mingle with the people who are there, giving out business cards, meeting other people who are network marketers, meeting other people who had interest in real estate. So I was able to build my network quite extensively just by hanging out at those seminars and getting to understand, because anybody who was there was entrepreneurial at heart. And so that's how I actually was able to successfully maintain my social media marketing business for so long, just by going and constantly adding to my knowledge base. It prepared me to have intelligent conversations with people once bigger doors open. So while I never invested in that upsell course, being in the room and learning the lingo and really getting it drilled in, programming myself with the language of real estate, that was beneficial.
Okay, and that makes sense, you know. I mean, because a lot of times, and I have no problem with people to get it, but my mentor, I'm a real estate investor as well, and you know, unlike you, I don't buy a whole bunch of land. I'm buying these small sub 50K market houses in certain cities in Georgia. But I found a mentor, and it cost me a little bit to do that, but it's been invaluable because I'm a kind of a guy, and it, you sound like you're sort of like me as well. Is that I'm kind of like, okay, show me what to do, and let me do it. To learn, you know, because you can read, but so much. And then at some point, you got to bite the bullet and do it. Because, you know, in the real estate, you don't learn by just, you learn by reading a book to learn some things. But then you learn, okay, I've got to go, you know, pull the trigger on something so I can learn the process, you know. And the thing that I learned that I'm a buy and hold kind of guy. And my barometer is that I've got to get a 15% cap rate or I'm not even looking at it, you know.
You need to know your barometer for risk. That's so important because people will invest in something expecting an ROI to come really quickly. And with a buy and hold, that's not always the case. So you definitely need to know
where your
tolerance for risk lies.
And the other thing that you mentioned, I tell people all the time, is that, you know, the billionaires and millionaires of America earn their money in two ways. One, either they own a business or own real estate, or both. And generally, they own both, because if you have a business, generally, you should buy the house, I mean, buy the building that it's in, if you can, you know, and then do other things. So, and when we learn that as a people, when we learn that, and everybody's not cut out for this life, Ashley, everybody's not cut out for it. But if you're going to pursue wealth, then you've got to decide that I'm going to put my money in real estate and owning a business. And even if you have a business that's a service business, you've got to say, well, I still got to take the money I'm making and buy real estate with it and learn how to do that. And I think a lot of folks, and when I hear people, I'm sure you heard this story, the people who invest in real estate, you say invest in real estate, they say, oh, I had a bad experience. And generally it goes like this. They bought one house. No, they bought a house. They lived in it. And then they, you know, went and and bought another house, and then they rented that one out, and then they had all kind of property management issues. And so, oh, I'm never going to do real estate.
Right.
And I say, well, if you're going to do real estate, you got to can't go one. You got to go big. You got to buy more than
that's
one.
That's right.
That's what, I mean, because if you're making, let's say you're getting $200-$300 a month cash flow. You know, people will give that up. But if you scale up and realize you can get $3,000 and $4,000 or $5,000 a month by owning multiple properties or a small apartment building, a commercial, whatever, that's a whole nother matter. That's some nice living, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month. Then becomes real for you to do. You seem like you cut your teeth in 2 years. So explain to me, when we had originally talked back in, I think, July or early August, I'm assuming you were in the middle of all that right at that point. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah. So we closed on July 24th officially.
Oh, okay.
And on the 97 acres. And so now we're actually negotiating, hoping to close on some additional acreage in the area nearby that we plan to be able to subdivide and sell to the hundreds of families who are interested in living in Freedom, Georgia, which is our movement, is to build a safe haven city that black families can come to, and all families, because it's not even about just a black thing for us. It's just with the intention that black families have to start thinking about creating generational wealth. And just like you said, we have to start thinking about how do we own our own businesses? How do we do our own farming? How do we create our own supply chain? Because we have to start having conversations about generating real wealth, because that's the only way that we're going to address the disparities that affect our community disproportionately the way that they do.
And that's important. Now, so now walk us through how you said 19 families. Are all these families relatives or friends, or how did you go about this? Give us a kind of a step by step. You know, how did you find the land first, or did you get the families together? Which one came first?
So absolutely. So first I found the land. So I found a good deal, and it was the kind of deal that you're like, you know what, we can make some money here. And so once I found that deal, I put together a presentation along with my good friend Renee. We both did the presentation together because I'm a believer, and they say where two or three are gathered, that's when things start happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
me and my friend Renee, we put the presentation together. We did all the numbers, the math, to figure out, okay, what would be the cost for each family if we had 20 families to purchase this land. And then we put it all in a presentation, and not just any old presentation where it's just like your basic, if we invest, you know, $400,000, we're going to make $600,000 back in 2 years. We put a lot of emotion into it because we were recognizing the magnitude of the moment with the pandemic, with the protests, with all of the unrest, and the social economic instability of COVID-19, and so many people not knowing whether or not they were going to be out of work, not knowing if you could buy toilet paper at the time. So we just were like, you know, we need to put together a presentation that emotionally moves people, and that's what we did. And so we appealed to the people that we knew were already like-minded, people who we knew were not, you know, doubting Thomases or negative Nancys, but rather folks that we knew had the positive mindset of entrepreneurship and a mindset that that nothing is impossible, that every challenge can be solved with innovation. And so we reached out to the people who we, you know, have events with, the people we go to church with, the people that we've done business with in the past, people that we knew would be anxious to hear what we had to say, considering there was so much going on in the world. We knew they'd be at the very least interested in a place that could be a retreat to get away from all the things that were going on in the world. And this particular piece of property being that it was rural, it's 6 minutes away from the Oconee River and Falls Ferry National Park, it felt like a safe haven. It felt like a place that when you drove to it from Metro Atlanta, that you could clear your mind and be able to, you know, enjoy the sound of birds and to be able to look up at a clear sky and actually see the stars. There were clear indications to us that no matter what, this would be a great buy for us because it would be serve as a place for restoration and relaxation for the families to build, you know, their retirement homes or their vacation homes. So, again, when we looked at all of the opportunity, it was too good to be true, and we knew that we needed to jump on it because instead of being fearful that it was too good to be true, we took the proactive approach that this is an opportunity where we would be able to benefit in multiple ways. Everything from farming the lumber on the land, being able to make money from the lumber. Like, we just knew that any way we spent it, we would be able to have a return on investment. And that's what I like to share with other families. Identify a quality piece of land first, and then you can rally your friends and family around the vision, because it's much easier to vision what it would be like when you have the numbers in front of you, when you see the land in front of you, when you know what the county makeup is, the demographics are. When you have a lot of that information in advance, it makes people feel confident and more secure about investing and doing something like this, especially when it's such a large undertaking. It just was more, it was easier to do it because we had so much information in advance that we could rally the folks around. And then we just did our due diligence like any other real estate transaction or any other business that you will have. We established an LLC. We established our business bank account. We put the money in the business bank account. We reached out to the realtor. I made the offer on the land, and then we got the offer accepted. We went to closing, and now we own a piece of land. There's not, you know, a lot of rocket science to it. It's just a basic series of steps that people typically take whenever they're making any real estate transaction.
Well, I mean, I think you do yourself a disservice. I mean, you did a lot of work, and I'm assuming that you had to put in some seed money to do some things, you know, to get it to the point where you could present it to people. So, you know, that's a big thing, to put your money into something not knowing whether you're going to, you know, be able to make it work. Now, are you at liberty to say all the families put in the same amount? In other words, was it a
No,
X amount?
We had some families that paid their entire, that paid a little bit more than the other families. And so we actually did an owner financing deal on our land, which means that we own the deed, but the owner has a security interest lien. So if we don't pay this owner back, he can foreclose on the land. But we own the land as is right now. We're able to do events, do everything we want to do. But that owner financing deal was awesome for us because it allowed the families who might not have had, you know, the entire amount of money that it would have cost to purchase the land outright. It allowed them to be able to invest and make monthly payments. So we had some people who were able to just pay their portion out of the land outright, and then we had some other families pay a percentage, and they are making those monthly payments to the owner.
Okay. And so you have different levels of participation, basically, in the deal, in the 19 families. Some just put down cash and said, okay, I'm done. Others have a installment plan, basically, is what you're saying.
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. You know, are you at liberty to share how much the land costs?
Well, we don't. And if you would like to know that information, it will eventually be public record, but we talk about it during our how to buy land using group economics seminar. I have a seminar every 2 weeks where I actually encourage anyone who's interested in doing this kind of thing with their family and friends to come out to this seminar. It's a 3-hour seminar where I go through my entire PowerPoint presentation, where I answer questions. I talk about just what I laid out for you all just now about the LLC and then setting up the bank account. And then I also have a PDF guide that people can get that will point them to options for lending in case they're not interested in doing owner's financing. It gives them information about how to do a traditional institutional zero down loan using USDA money if you're looking at rural land. So it's a lot of great information, including, you know, a Facebook group where people are able to connect and collaborate with other like-minded individuals and share resources after the seminar. And then, of course, the seminar comes with a replay. So that's actually a $75 investment, and that is where you can get the tea on how much it cost us to buy this piece of land.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Hey, you know, you're a businesswoman. You know, you can't give this stuff away for free, right?
Yeah, you can't give them everything.
So you got all these folks together. You bought the land, and what I hear is that the property, some of it the owner still owns, and your owner financing, so paying back the owner who owns it. The other parts, they put cash down. What do you envision? I mean, are you going to just subdivide the land and put up a subdivision, or
So for our 97 acres, it will not be a traditional subdivision type deal. We plan on creating a gated community, and within that gated community we will have some residential homes, but there will be lots of businesses within the community that we want, you know, Black families and all of our allies to be able to come onto our private property to enjoy, you know, retreat, weddings. We're going to have horse stables, we're going to have a lake, we're going to have farming and a farm to table restaurant, as well as a country club where people can have their weddings, and it's going to be really nice. So we have an entire plan, including, you know, businesses and retreats and things that the families who already own the land plan on doing their own businesses on the land, and then we'll be leasing some of the commercial spaces and mixed-use spaces that will develop over time to other businesses so that we can have a place where Black families throughout the country and throughout the world can come and visit, you know, our teeny cabin retreat center, our conference center. We've got a lot of things on the table. So we don't tell everybody our business plans because we have to obviously just kind of go from phase to phase. And then, of course, our big plan is to actually create the city of Freedom, Georgia. And if anybody knows anything, it's going to take more than 97 acres to do that. So as a real estate agent, I'm helping people to purchase land nearby because it'll take about 640 acres and 200 residents to make the Freedom of Georgia, the city of Freedom, Georgia, a reality. So I'm focusing on helping families purchase land nearby so that we can create this vision for a future city of Freedom, Georgia.
Okay, and that's the thing that was exciting, is that you have a big plan that's going to take 15, 20, 30 years to bring to total fruition. It's not going to happen overnight, obviously. It's interesting because you've gotten a lot of media attention, you know, just about all the outlets, I think, here in the Atlanta area, AJC, the TV stations. I don't know if you had any radio or anything like that going on, but it sounds like you've got a real thumb on what's going on and sparked a movement for people to create their own little havens if they so desire. It's a big undertaking. What has been the feedback that you've gotten? I mean, I've heard on one end that's saying, oh, wow, you shouldn't be telling everybody what you're doing because then the folks will come down there and mess up your stuff. And then on the other hand, the other side is, oh, wow, that's great. You know, you need to get that story out because that's a positive thing because of what's going on in America right now, that there are Black people always doing great things. We just don't hear about them with all the noise
that's going on
in the political environment, because I have the pleasure of interviewing people like yourself that are doing great things. You know, so you would think that, you know, a Black America is going to hell in a handbasket. And that's not true, you know. And I tell people all the time, as much as we're upset about what's going on in America right now, we've survived this and we will survive that too. We've survived.
And honestly, I hate to say it, we're like
cockroaches. You can't kill us.
You can't kill us.
Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is we told the world because we wanted to inspire people. We can't keep doing everything in secret. And then wondering why nobody shares our stories. And I mean, my background is in marketing. Clearly, I was going to tell the world all of our business because that's what I do. And honestly, it was our stepping forward to tell the world what we're doing that helped inspire the world. We had an event called Big Black Camp Out on the Labor Day holiday this past September 5th, 4th, 5th, and 6th. And we had about 80 families from 16 different cities and states come visit this land just to put their feet in the dirt. So many people have felt so disempowered and disenfranchised. There's such a big wealth gap in Black America. While we do have some well-to-do Black families doing great things, there's just not enough of us. Even though we do have, you know, Black women are starting businesses at higher rates, they also are losing businesses at the same rate as we're opening them because we don't have resources. We don't get the same startup venture capital. We don't get the same opportunity and access to institutional funding and loans. So to act as if we don't have disparities that affect Black Americans would be a lie. And those Black Americans who are disproportionately affected by their lack of wealth, those people are who have been inspired to pull their resources together to buy land in their local areas. And I'm literally doing 3 to 5 sales on my seminar a day because there are so many families who are interested in doing what we've done because they recognize the opportunity to say, hey, I can own something. We can build something. We can feed our families. So we inspire the people who feel like have-nots, the people who feel disenfranchised, to bring the little that they have together and to do big things. And that's an honor for me to be able to inspire the world. Moving in silence is not, you know, my thing. And again, I'm a believer. Who lights a candle to put it on a hill and then put a bowl on top of it? No, you light that candle to shine and the lights of the world to see. And what we're doing is something we should be proud of and something that we are proud of and something that can inspire not just Black American families, but we've gotten calls from everywhere from as far as Africa, Germany, Norway, France. People from all over the world have been inspired. And if we had just did a quiet transaction and not told anybody what we've done, we wouldn't have been able to have this impact. And I know that I wouldn't have been able to help the hundreds of families who have signed up for this seminar and who are beginning to build their own little communities that are going to be self-sufficient family homesteads, because that's what it was all about.
And that's extremely encouraging to hear that you're getting that type of notoriety. And I'm just so overwhelmed that you're able to share the story, that you found a mechanism, you know, to be able to say, here's how we did it. You can do it too. Go at it, you know, and, you know, be their mentor and inspire them and teach them how to do that. Now, the folks that are calling from, you know, internationally, are they just calling to congratulate you or calling? Okay. All right. That's good. I thought maybe they'll call and say, hey, we've got some money to invest.
Well, we've got an all manner of calls. We've got calls from people that not only have money to invest, but we got calls from people who want to give us land to do the same thing. So for It's been super. And we got a call from a guy in Russia who said, I have 250 acres I'd like to lease to you guys to bring to families. And then after the lease, we can figure out how we can get you guys to own it, since you guys are, you know, not actually Russian citizens. I don't know how you get to own land in Russia, but he's like, we'll figure it out, because I want to be able to help these families. So
that's
it's so
amazing.
Interesting that so many people, I mean, like, we've gotten calls from Ghana, Zambia, people who want to encourage Black Americans to come to the motherland, to come to the continent and set up shop there. And so people want this idea of building it for ourselves, pooling our collective resources to really take hold, because this is the only way that we begin to close the wealth gap. We have to stop begging for reparations, stop begging for people to help us, but rather know that we have enough resources within our own Black communities to take care of ourselves if we would just connect and make it happen. We've been so disconnected for so long. We don't have, you know that old saying, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's to our own detriment. And because people do so much in silos and in silence, we're not able to organize and come up with an agenda that serves our community in a meaningful way.
And that's the one thing, the common thread that runs through the folks that I get an opportunity to interview, is that they're always willing to share the knowledge. And I find that to be the case in real estate, is that, you know, in the groups that I'm in, and the real estate mentor that I have, and the folks that he's connected to me to. But once you tell people what you do, then they'll be attracted to you. And, you know, so I tell people I'm a real estate investor. I'm a part-time educator. And
yeah.
The reason I say that is that my side hustle is education. My real full-time job is being a real estate investor. And when you keep telling people that, they'll bring stuff to you. They'll bring deals. I've had 2-3 deals brought to me in the last week or so because I talk about real estate on my Facebook page. I talk about it to my friends. I tell them to get into real estate. I say, hey, you know, you should be investing in real estate. You know, why? Well, because if you want to be financially independent, if you don't have a business, real estate is the way to go. You just have to find your niche. You have to explore the options, flips, you know, wholesaling, buy and hold, tax, whatever. There's so many different ways, as you well know, to make money in real estate. You just got to find the part that you can do, and then don't accept no for an answer. That's the other part of it.
That's
you know,
true.
I'm sure you've had a lot
of
no's, you know, that came at you, but that didn't stop you from doing what you're doing. Well, you know, things in terms of that is. So now that you own the land, what's the next step? The next step is to start
buy more land.
Okay. So you're not getting ready to build anything. You're just trying to acquire enough land. You said 640 acres you need to be a city. Is that what you said? I think.
Yes, that's
okay,
right.
You
want
to get
absolutely.
To the, you want to get to 600 or 700 acres, then you can really. So you're not going to start building until you get to that level, I guess. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah, because you got it. When you're talking about a city, you have to have a master plan. And so when you have a master plan, it's going to be based on the acreage that you have already available. And then there's two sides to this story, because we could take it slow and we could do it without the traditional master plans. Because when we chose Wilkinson County, we chose it because it's a county that doesn't have very many ordinances. So if you buy, you know, these large swaths of land like this in your LLC, you can, you know, build within it and build your own intentional community and your own homesteads. And you can do that very affordably with, like, container homes and teeny houses and all manner of opportunity and innovation that's out here. So you can take a homestead approach to this. And that's kind of where I'm getting started at, is taking this homestead approach of helping these other groups of families buy land in the area, to the point that we do purchase up enough land and we'll be able to then build our homes. We plan on building homes as soon as, you know, this year. We're going to start with our farmhouse. So not to say that there's no buildings being built. It's just not our focus. Like, we'll build our farmhouse. We'll start doing our organic farming. We plan on building a lake that's the stuff that we plan on doing on our 97 acres. But again, what we're trying to impress upon people is that it's so much bigger than just our 97 acres. People want to pack up and move on to our 97 acres. But what we're wanting to impress upon people is go buy your own acres. There's money out there. There's land out there that you can purchase your own acres, and we can do this for you. Can create your own little intentional community of your like-minded friends. Pick your neighbors, essentially. Instead of going and buying the random house that happens to be available in your price range in an area that's close to your work commute, be so much more intentional than that. Pick your neighbors. Choose what area you might be interested in living in that might have some economic development happening in the area, like Wilkinson County does, and build your own subdivision. Put a gated wall around it and do what you need to do for your family to protect yourself, to farm for yourself, to build for yourself, to be completely eco-friendly. Put your solar panels on your houses. Invest in, I'm going to drop a gem for your audience now. There's a black man named Moses West. He's an amazing gentleman. He has an amazing technology that pulls the water molecules out of the air so that you can literally have fresh water out of the atmosphere to have water in your home so that you don't have to even plug in or worry about piping in the traditional sense and connecting, you know, to the traditional water mains or water towers or digging a well and incurring those costs. And, I mean, of course, you can always still dig a well. That's a traditional way to manage your water in a septic tank, to manage your waste management. But you can do these things yourself. Get into an unincorporated area of town where there's not so many city rules and regulations and build a community for yourself. We have to start becoming developers. That's what my goal is, because we depend so much on other people to plan for us, and we have to plan for ourselves when you look at the world and the way that it is. People planning for us is why the world is in the state that it's in. We keep inheriting other people's plans, and I think it's important for us to become an intentional community and build and develop communities that we can be proud of for ourselves. And, you know, you can hire, you know, the local general contractor to build a traditional community if you don't want to be eco-friendly. But it's cheaper. It might take a little longer, but it'll be well worth it in the long term.
I hear a book. I hear a book as an author of two books. I hear a book somewhere in here. I heard that you guys are looking at a reality show. How's that coming along?
It's coming great. That's all I can say about that.
Okay.
That
should be interesting. This is hope. It's a, well, I won't say more about that. Some of the reality shows that are out there just.
Well, this will be more along the lines of an educational docuseries. It'll have, of course, high drama because we're in the midst of building the city. So there's politics involved. There's if anybody watches The Prophet, it would be more closely aligned to something like that, featuring the black businesses that are going to help us to build this city. So it won't be a reality TV that we're used to in Real Housewives of Atlanta or hip hop shows. It'll definitely be an informational edutainment situation.
Good, because that's what I feel coming out of it. And there's got to be a book somewhere in there, because at least a how to, you know, do this kind of stuff. You know, because obviously, you know, you can't hold seminars for the number of people. If you've got hundreds of people, I'm sure there's some people would want to buy a book on how to do what you guys have done. And it's unprecedented, you know.
Well, it comes with a small book already. So,
oh, okay. All right. Okay, well, I'm okay. I'm not far
off. It's a short how-to guide. It's not long. I think it's maybe 8x11 pages, and it's packed full of information and additional suggested reading. And I'm sure at some point I will write the book, but I think it'll be after I actually accomplish building the city.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So share information when this next seminar is going to be. I'm sure our listeners would want to know.
Well, I have it every 2 weeks. So the next two seminars will be on September 24th and October 8th will be the following one after that. And so
how do they find out about it? How do they register and pay and all that?
They should send me a link. I don't actually promote the seminar very heavily just because I like to know who's going to be on my Zoom. So I like for people to send me an email at ashleyscott@kw.com, and then I will give them the information for how to register.
Now, you also have a website, don't you?
I do, and that's ashleyscotthomes.com. That's just a website where you would be able to connect with me, search for homes, and be able to let me know if you're interested in purchasing homes. You can fill out the contact form on there. And if you're interested in learning more about the Freedom Georgian Initiative, you can visit our website at www.freedomgeorgia.com, and you're going to spell that Freedom Georgia, G-E-O-R, Georgia. I'm having a spelling fart, but you're going to spell Georgia all the way out.
Well, that is great to hear, and I wish you guys much success, and I'm sure there's going to be other people that are going to be looking to do what you guys have done. It's a momentous task.
I've already got several families that I am helping to do what we've done. So
here in Georgia or in other parts?
Here in Georgia, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Here in Georgia, and I've got families who are interested in Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Texas. So you will be hearing more of these stories in the coming months.
Great, great. And so in addition to the Freedom Georgia Initiative, you're also just a licensed real estate agent. You can help people find a home in Atlanta, I guess.
Absolutely, yes. I can. It will be my pleasure.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashley. Much success to you, and we'll try to keep up with you and maybe check in as things develop for you guys. I'm just so proud of what you guys are doing. Black women rock. I mean, they just do it, you know. And not to say that guys are not doing things, but, you know, black women just have a certain flavor when they do stuff. You know, get out of the way when you're dealing with a black woman because she's going to get it done.
Oh, that's good.
So thank you so much for being on the show, Ashley. Much success to you.
And thank you so much, Dr. Ross, for having me, and I wish you the very best for the rest of your days, and I look forward to coming on again soon.
Yes, 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 please do. All righty now.
All right.
That's a great story, I'm telling you. We have been trying to get her on for a couple of months, and not because, you know, I just had other guests that I scheduled and got distracted, and then, of course, when this came around, I said, wow, that's Ashley Scott. I was trying to get on the show. She was in the middle of all this, just back in the middle of, I think it was July 16th when I first reached out to her and what she was doing. So it's really great to see and hear about some positive things. With all that's going on in the world right now, we just need some positive stuff. And so I'm just so glad I could be the conduit through which that could happen. I hope you take advantage of some of this stuff as well. I want to share that, you know, I am a real estate investor. Me and my wife, Felicia, we're real estate investors, and we have a financial services organization. Our real estate investing, if you're interested in becoming a part of that, to learn how to buy what we call sub-50 market properties, or just to learn real estate in general, all you have to do is text real estate to 404-272-4633. That's text real estate to 404-272-4633, and I'll be more than glad to share information on how you can learn how to be a real estate investor and even do some of the things that Ashley's doing. If you're interested in getting your financial life in order, we have another company, you know, that does that, and Financial Education Services. And if you're interested in that service and getting your financial life together, it could be along two different areas: financial planning, things like budgeting, saving, and investing, and, you know, getting a trust together, all that kind of stuff. If you're interested in getting your credit together, we also do that. We help people improve their credit. We have people that have helped improve their credit anywhere from 100 to 200 points. over a couple of months. And if you're interested in that, just text credit to 44272-4633. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week with another edition of Your Personal Finance with Dr. Charles Ross.